This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by the Second City Training Center. Find your funny this week with a $20 improv drop-in class at the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Your first drop-in is on us. Use the code TESTDRIVE for a free improv drop-in any Sunday at 7 p.m. For more information, go to secondcity.com/TC or call 312-664-3959 to register. Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Welcome to the mid-season break. We're going into recording for the Herbert West miniseries shortly. We'll continue to keep you updated on when that will be hitting your feed. We're also thrilled to share that the final writer for the series is Eli Barraza, creator of the incredible Far Meridian and staff writer for Ars Paradoxica. Go listen to both of those excellent shows wherever podcasts are found. The miniseries was funded by our loyal Patreon backers who set aside a few discretionary credits every month to support this company. If you want to be the first to hear the Herbert West miniseries and help us make even more fantastic work, pledge as little as a dollar a month at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. And as always, thank you so much for your support. We'll see you in the tunnels.
Yes!
Blooper reel, here we come!
I see. Keep us in the direct.
Thank you, Kool-Aid Man.
Cool. Hello, Seattle. You can tell it's Seattle because there's that funky saxophone in the background.
I sleep now.
And I'll get us all algae bars if it kills me. And I'll get us all out.
Fuck. Hold on.
And I'll get us all algae bars if it kills me.
Oh shit. Should we be slating? Episode 2.
That's so funny. Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
The technicians, the paper pushers, the designers. Are only the policies and overalls and muck boots good enough to eat? Enough to feed? Good enough to eat? What are you talking about, man?
Uh-oh.
I mean...
The secret comes out.
Algae's people.
Secrets.
I'm old man. I squawk. That's all I do. I squawk a bit. I go up, and then sometimes I go down. It's a little bit. I realize this. It's Mark Twain from that Star Trek episode where he appears in a time travel. It really is. It's like I saw this and I was like, oh my god. I had no idea. It's that plus a little Fraggle Rock. It's, you know.
Yeah, but everything should be like Fraggle Rock. Secrets to voice acting.
Do you need more?
Just watch.
Throw a little Fraggle Rock on there.
We already know where to get what we need. We already know where to fucking.
Oh, this was a parody of Spirit.
Clay, fucker.
You stupid son of a bitch.
I know where you gonna poop.
Because it's because William the Conqueror came and took over England and then like made rules for how property would work in England, and we still use those rules. They've been tweaked, but they have not been like scrapped and revamped. And so yeah.
So what type of law do you
have? Not this.
Cassie used to say there was a system, and then she'd change the subject. Change the subject.
It's a podcast emergency.
There's trouble in the woods.
Yeah.
Pod emergency.
For even her mightiest champions can be cast aside. What hope is there? Oh, if. There's an if there.
He's been wearing a hat this whole time?
Yeah, glowworms are,
mole ecstasy?
Yeah.
Nice. 420 blazers.
Nice. 420 crunch it?
Yeah. What is the mole? 420
slurp it. Yeah, there it is.
Can we put that in?
Let's do that without fucking up this time.
Now you wait for the train. Tim waits for no man.
That's the story of our fair city. continues. Totally made paper noise just there. Fuck.
That doesn't make any damn sense. That makes more sense.
And another episode. You were talking about butt. But you were
talking about butts. I mean, we're always talking about butts. Save it for episode two, Ferris.
What isn't butts, am I right?
Save it for spookies after dark.
How many times do I have to tell you? Do I got to tell?
Under the soft, tawny beard of a cat. Fuck.
Let me just preface this. I'm really bad at gargling. You can also use my one take and then the take with the vocalizing just to be like better.
Yeah.
Yes. Try though. Okay. I want to watch you suffer.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Oh. Dr. Caligari, here. Is this what you were looking for?
Moro?
Can I get one more? Is this what you're looking for? A little less sexy?
Is this what you were looking for? Sorry. Sorry, let me do it for real. Let me do it for real. Sorry. Oh, Dr. Caligari. Oh, Dr. Caligari, here. Is this what you were looking for?
More. While I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. Just a visitor, I muttered, rapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Oh my god.
I'm so glad I got that on tape.
It's the nerdiest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Rapping at her chamber door? How can you not? Listeners, for the record, Amanda just called me Pod Dad.
Pod Dad.
It's fine.
Yeah, can I get a little bit
of
I mean, I'm not going to be able to live up to that, but I'll recite some poetry.
Yes.
The sun was shining o'er the sea, shining with all its might. It tried its very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was odd, because it was the middle of the night. The moon was shining sulkily, because she thought the sun had got no business being there once the day was done. How rude of him, she said, to come and spoil all our fun. The sun was shining o'er the sea. Nope, that's the wrong one.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yamsa's a spooky. Armo warim quaicano, troanki primus morris Italian.
What was that?
I'm gonna cut this take.